North Shore Today.
The area's only daily news podcast.
On MSONewsSports.com.
With a look at the North Shore in under 5 minutes, I'm Rick Moore with the Monday, August 3 edition of North Shore Today, brought to you by Blue Collar Lobster. Blue Collar Lobster is open daily from 11:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. for takeout or outdoor dining, with over 100 seats available overlooking Gloucester Harbor. Blue Collar Lobster is located at the Gloucester House, 63 Rogers Street in Gloucester. Gloucester Fire Chief Eric Smith reports that the Gloucester Fire Department extinguished a house fire Saturday morning. At approximately 10:30 a.m., Gloucester firefighters responded to a 911 call of a fire at a single-family home at 498 Washington Street. The fire was reported by boaters on the Anasquam River who saw the blaze from the water. The fire was well advanced by the time firefighters arrived on scene, and heavy smoke could be seen coming from the home upon arrival. Firefighters were met by neighbors who stated the family was not home. An initial attack was made, but firefighters were driven back by the intense heat. The complete story is at msonewsports.com. Ethan Foreman's reporting in today's Salem News. The first debate of the 6th District Congressional Democratic primary took place Sunday night as three candidates on the ballot took part in a virtual event due to the coronavirus pandemic at Nahant Town Hall, with all three candidates critical of the current status of federal coronavirus aid reaching those in the 6th District. You can see the complete debate at msonewsports.com. The policy director of the Young Massachusetts Democrats, Vernon K. Walker, spoke with MSO News on Friday, and he talked about environmental racism.
However, when we see the effects of climate change, such as heat wave, such as tornadoes, such as severe storm, such as sea level rise causing flooding, we understand that there's a disproportionate impact on peoples of color. And we also understand that when we look at toxic centers and we look at power plant, that these types of pollution, which therefore impacts the air quality that people breathe, are disproportionately pit around communities of color and communities of low wealth. So we understand that there is a connection between climate justice and racial justice, and obviously climate justice is the attempt to waken people up to global warming, to waken people up not only to be cognitively aware of climate change, but also to do their part in trying to help slow down and mitigate climate change.
That's Reverend Vernon K. Walker, the policy director for the Young Democrats of Massachusetts. State Senator Bruce Tarr reports on his website that the state Senate on Friday passed a bill to introduce new oversight and reporting requirements for the Massachusetts Department of Children and Families, DCF. An act relative to accountability for vulnerable children and families also moves the Child Fatality Review Board to the Office of the Child Advocate, establishes a Foster Parent Bill of Rights, and increases access to mental health care for children in the Commonwealth. You can read more about this at tartalk.com. Dave Rogers is writing in today's Newburyport Daily News, although a firm date has yet to be announced, Mad Martha's, a popular Plum Island eatery, will reopen in the next couple of weeks, according to co-owner Kendall Bowie. Bowie's quoted as saying, "You'll see us down on the island flipping eggs." Mad Martha's, which opened in September 2011, is owned and operated by Bowie and Kyrie Gerson. It has been the go-to place for breakfast and brunch on Plum Island, attracting diners from across the region. During the busiest parts of the morning and early afternoon, it's not uncommon to see many people waiting outside for a table. In March, the Northern Boulevard Eatery, along with every restaurant in the state, was forced to close to reduce the spread of COVID-19. More on the story in today's Newburyport Daily News. And that is a look at news around the North Shore in under 4 minutes.